This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Texas Governor Greg Abbott stopped in Dallas Monday after an ice storm kept him away earlier this month. With his first legislative session almost at its midpoint, the governor talked about his experiences and progress so far. In front of a packed Chamber of Commerce lunch crowd, Governor Greg Abbott laid out his five emergency priorities for this legislative session. Two call for more funding for pre-K and higher education, one focuses on ethics, the others would send dollars to roads and border security. Abbott explained why they're labeled emergency items.
It's a term of art in the legislature, meaning that it's a priority for the governor, that the governor is hinting that it better be accomplished if you want to avoid a special session.
The tactic itself hints Abbott's no tenderfoot in office, even though he's governor now just a couple months. His top priorities would bulk up pre-K funding and spend more to hire top college researchers. So far, he says senators and representatives are meeting the challenge.
And both have been moving swiftly in advancing early education initiatives through the House and Senate. It's not if and it's not when, because both the House and Senate are going to pass early education.
Abbott wants more dollars directed at roads, and so do voters and lawmakers. After his talk, Abbott explained to reporters why border security is another focus.
It is essential that Texas step up and do what the federal government has failed to do. We have to secure our border. On average, one sex offender a day is coming across the border.
Abbott's ethics focus would have lawmakers beef up rules they live by. For example, they'd have to disclose contracts with public entities and couldn't vote on laws where they might profit.
Rejection of my proposed ethics reform will rightfully raise suspicions about who it is the legislature really serves. Is it you, the people, or is it legislators themselves?
Seasoned political observer Ross Ramsey, who's executive editor of the online Texas Tribune, sees it as a calculated risk.
You're asking the legislature that you're just starting to work with to begin by regulating themselves. And if they do something really serious and robust with ethics, which is always a big question, that could turn out to be a signal program for him.
Former Dallas City Councilman Dave Newman likes Abbott's focus on education, views border security as more complex because it's a federal responsibility, and recognizes the governor's need to define himself.
He's been open-minded. He has been inclusive. He's reached out to both sides of the aisle, I think. A new governor, that's a challenge, because he's got to map his own course while still being consistent with the voters that put him in office.
The legislative session reaches its halfway point near the end of March. Newman, Ross Ramsey, and Governor Abbott all say a lot will happen before it's clear what measures will emerge from the House and Senate that make it to the governor's desk. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.